Hey y'all, welcome back. This is the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, and I'm Jade, your host. This is episode number 18, and today I'm going to be talking about labels and stereotypes amongst witches. If you're easily offended, just leave now. Turn off the podcast and go listen to some music. This really will not be the show for you. If you're not easily offended, well, welcome. Kick back, relax, we're going to chat a bit. Something was recently brought to my attention on social media. And I have a quote from an older lady who was a pagan. And like I said, it was on a social media page. And she commented on a picture of a younger, prettier woman. And I think it was like a dream catcher or something like that. But it was a very beautiful message. And that's why it was even reposted to begin with. And so her comment on it was that she loved the message, but she was a bit fed up with seeing images of pretty young women. Those who follow the pagan path are not all noble young things. She then went on to say that she's sick of young women jumping on the bandwagon without knowing enough about it, usually just as a status symbol. It's not a fashion show or commodity to perpetrate. It's an innate sense of being. So I was very polite to her. I apologized that she was offended, and I also told her that I would add a bit more diversity and keep in mind that there were others that weren't just beautiful young pagan women. I mean, just to pacify her a bit, I basically told her what she wanted to hear, and then others started commenting on it, and I didn't want to argue, so I kept the exchange minimum. I nipped it in the bud. Just because I want my social media to be a safe and a judgment-free zone. And I dropped it, deleted the comment thread, and I just left her be. And then I really started to think about the bigger picture of it. I tried to understand her side, and I didn't really agree, but I do understand what she was saying. I don't know the reason behind her closed mind, but there's always two sides of the story. So I decided to dig deeper into the subject, and deep into the topic of stereotypes, not only do we deal with stereotypes outside of our belief system, but we also deal with it within the world of pagans, Wiccans, witches. And once I got really into it, I saw that it wasn't just about the young or the old or how long you had been practicing. Somehow I found that prejudice against witches, or amongst witches rather, was so much worse than I would have ever expected it to be. Anytime that a non-witch has approached me about being a witch or my craft in general, they immediately repeat something based on their own religious beliefs. Something that they've been taught, or even it just a superstition that's been passed down through generations. And it's usually been drilled in their heads their whole life. So the lack of the open-mindedness, the fear, the disbelief, or just being downright mean, I won't say that it has a reason, but they have years and years of hate to unlearn. And sometimes with people who don't believe in magic or hate, which is however you want to put it, you just have to either coexist or you separate yourself from them altogether, because they're just simply ignorant to the religion and the spirituality and as a whole. And it really sucks to deal with that, and I'm not at all trying to minimize it. But to me, I feel like it's 10 times more shitty to deal with a closed-minded, unaccepting witch. No matter what your path may be, we all have at least one thing in common, and that's magic. We believe in something bigger. Even if it's just energy, you still believe in something. And many of us believe in ourselves, our power, and the universe as a whole. So we all have that common link. And the part where I don't understand is, why would a group of people who have this common link and this common ground, and that deal with stereotypes from almost every other religion and social group, why would you want to turn around and do that to someone else? Like, people have actually died for even being accused of witches. Some of those people who were hung and beaten and tortured were not even witches. And some may have been, who knows? But to turn against your own kind after it's a very well-known fact that these things have happened to us in the past, not trying to start some crazy movement or anything, but I just really find it appalling. And not only does it happen, but it's really common. So just a few examples are, it's common for white witches, like I've said before, I've touched on this in a couple episodes ago, white witches look at dark witches like they're just evil. And then you have dark witches to lash out at others as if they're superior to them, and they refer to the white witches as fluffy bunnies. And then you have a situation like I was speaking on before, and you have crone witches who actually turn their backs on baby witches because they're young and bold or pretty, and it's just a mess. Another problem that I really was kind of blown away by was there are Caucasian witches, and I read several different threads of comments that actually group all African-American ladies as voodoo practitioners, and that is absolutely ridiculous. There's women who feminize their craft and completely shut out male witches and make male witches feel like they are not or can't be a part of. There is many, many people from all paths of the craft that love to lash out at anyone who refers to themselves as kitchen witches because they're mixing two profound religions and then they get going back and forth, and it's absolutely insane at how quickly that people can turn hateful. Then we also cannot forget about the trending witches, those who try to portray themselves as true witches, but it's strictly for the shock value, and they don't even practice, and they don't even probably don't even believe in magic. And we'll touch on them again later. We have all of this shit going on top of already being misunderstood by billions of other people outside of witchcraft. And this is really causing a lot of unnecessary division, and ultimately, it really affects every witch. You have younger people who are easily influenced that sometimes turn to magic. No matter what attracts them to the craft to begin with, if they are eager to learn magic, they will look for answers, no matter where they come from. This is what really worries me. In this day and age, with the internet and the ability to remain somewhat to an extent anonymous, there is a lot of misinformation out there, and even some really twisted people that take advantage of those who seek a place, who don't feel like they have a place with religion or spirituality in general. Instead of shutting these curious baby witches out, or whatever you want to refer to them as, we should be embracing and teaching them what it means to truly be a witch. Otherwise, they may be led astray and taken advantage of, and even preyed upon by those with bad intentions. That is a lot of how, I'm not throwing this out there because of witchcraft, but a lot of people who are like cult leaders and start off like that with that cult mentality, they search for power and that's what they're after in general. So they tend to gravitate towards not paganism, but different gods, and preying on someone who could be interested in witchcraft or who doesn't have like a set religion or spirituality, or they're rebelling against their parents or something of the sort, like that is a recipe for disaster. And it is our job as witches to preserve and maintain our craft and our paths regardless of what they are. Those witches that differ from one another, whether it's because you don't understand each other's crafts or you fear the darker side of magic, please do not be closed-minded and completely divide yourself into groups. One of the most beautiful things about practicing magic is that you can always learn something. If you choose not to practice a certain type of magic or to use it, that's fine, but that does not mean that it's going to hurt you to learn about it. And knowledge is power. So if you think about it, power and intention is what equals magic. So help yourself by being aware of others' perspectives if you can. If you can't, whatever. I'm not saying reach out to every single person that you know and try to understand why they do what they do. Don't pick apart people like that. But in general, if you are just a little bit more open and try to understand why someone is drawn to the type of magic that they are, there's a reason why everyone does what they do. And it's not always about you or what you think or what you believe. Next, I cannot believe that I am in the year 2018 and I have to speak about this. But just because a witch is African American does not mean that they are a root worker or they only practice voodoo. Although voodoo does have African roots, that does not mean that everyone with dark skin is a voodoo priestess. Sadly enough, I've read a lot of conversations that spoke about this, and all that I have to say about you is if you think like this, you are a prejudiced asshole and you have some work to do on your ignorant soul. And bless your heart. That's it. I have nothing else to say. Get over that shit. Since we're already on a touchy topic, I might as well go ahead and keep the mood and say my piece on the attack on Christian witches. Okay. One general and universal agreement, basically, amongst majority of the witches, is that each person has their own path. There are no 100% requirements to be a witch, and we actually pride ourselves, most of us, on being diverse, and there are thousands of different, if not millions of different ways to practice. There's different ancient paths, there's different deities, there's different everything. So how is it that as soon as somebody says that they believe in Jesus, that they are less than you of a witch? I understand what their religion teaches. I understand what their Bible says. But at the end of the day, how is it truly different that someone who worships Hindu gods and goddesses is any different than someone who believes in the Holy Bible? Or any religion for that matter. If you are working with the Greek gods and goddesses, like, how is that any different than that? Like, they chose their path. That's it. So how can you or I or anybody ask Christians to coexist with us as witches and to be compassionate with us and to understand if we aren't willing to show them the true way that the craft works? If someone wants to identify as both, it is not your place to argue with them. Religion and spirituality are an extremely intimate thing, and it's not about your beliefs. It is about what gets them closer to their God or a higher being so that their soul can transcend into whatever it is that they believe, ultimate peace, whatever it is, whether they think they're going to heaven or the Summerlands or being reincarnated, whatever. That's on them. In the same breath, I will also ask for a little bit more understanding from anybody who identifies as a Christian witch. Although I feel that you should not be judged for your choice of God or gods or whoever, you must understand that a lot of pagans and witches have been Christians before, or they have families that are, and you never know what someone's background is. And I know my fair share of people who have been prayed over and turned away from by the church and their families because they identified as witches. So not everybody is going to be thrilled to hear that someone is mixing two ways of life, because that's what it is. It's two ways of life, and they're basically polar opposites. And so you can't really blame witches for lashing out a little bit. Christians and witches have basically been enemies of one another for centuries, regardless of who made it that way. So give it some time to be understood. Let the kinks work out. It is your right to choose a path, but it's not your right to force it upon anybody. Shouting that you're a Christian witch from the rooftops will not get you the acceptance that you seek from everybody, and that is okay. It's not their craft. But be respectful with it. And as far as those who portray themselves with the witch image, we are not characters from a movie or a fairy tale. We are real people with real lives and emotions, and we're not just the fashion show trend of the season. If you're pretending to be a witch and knowing that you aren't and only want to gain attention or be different or shock your family or set this image, you're humiliating yourself. We are not Hollywood or entitled little assholes seeking to gain money or fame from bewitching our lives. We aren't a stereotype or a certain age or weight or gender or race. We aren't insane radical feminists worshiping the moon. Witches and witchcraft is a way of life. It's a tradition. We are healers. We love. We are magic. So don't mock what you don't have knowledge of. Either you are a witch or you're not. There's no in between. Stop riding the fence. One thing that can help with all of these issues is for everyone on all the sides to stop and think about whatever it is that you don't agree for. Like, if you don't agree with your neighbor who's a witch who practices the dark arts, stop and think about it from her perspective. A little bit of kindness goes a long way. Share your knowledge with one another. Mold the next generation in a way that supports the universe. Work with it, not against it. Those who are just beginning to venture into the world of magic, the most important thing for you to do right now is for you to study, read, write, find your own way, but for the love of Goddess, listen. Shut your mouth and listen to those who are more experienced than you. If you have to find one person that you're comfortable with, but don't discount the wisdom that you can get from other witches. Don't allow yourself to get cocky. Be respectful of those who came before you. And you'll see that they have more knowledge than any book or blog that you might come across. If you're open-minded, treat other witches just as you want to be treated from somebody outside of your religion. With such controversy going on, such as the Sephora witch kits and the new Sabrina series. Everybody's up in arms about the Charm series, the American Horror Story Apocalypse. All these different TV shows are airing right now, and there is a large presence of witches in the media. And a lot of it is not at all accurate. A lot of it's going back to the age-old tale that witches are evil and we worship the devil and all this, that, and the other. Now is not the time to divide ourselves. It is a moment whenever we really need to stand together and keep the hate out of the circle of love and of trust of different paths of witchcraft. If we can make a difference in the world, if we want to make a difference in the world, we have to start with ourselves. And with that being said, I'm going to jump off of my soapbox. And I really hope that I didn't piss anybody off today, but this is just how I feel about this. Whenever I really did look into this subject, I was really blown away, and I was surprised. I thought that we were better than that. I thought we had a better community than that. But there's always that one or 10 or 20 people. Like, there's probably a lot more than that, but there's always going to be people out there that don't agree with you and don't understand you. But at the end of the day, we all need to live and let live. Teach and learn. Love each other. And with that being said, I'm going to end this. Rate, review, like, subscribe, share on Facebook, whatever it is. Look us up on Facebook, Witches Lounge. You can also email me at witchslounge@gmail.com. And I will be back at you guys probably tomorrow with another episode. God is willing and the creek don't rise. I will holler at you then. Thanks for listening.